Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed. Now your Monday night destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy the next chapter from the land to the slaughter, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own favourite fantasies absolutely for free, just for coming. Now, if you've been over to the website, you'll notice that I'm running a little raffle. Yes, over $1,000 worth of prizes that are going to be given to somebody. So why don't you come over and pick up your raffle ticket and grab something you really desire. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to my voice moving over and inside you. When you're ready, take a deep breath and just hold it for a moment, and then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body. As you enjoy chapter 13 of Lamb to the Slaughter. Diane. Sterile walls surround me, their cold surfaces draining me slowly of any real emotion. Steel prisons line the walls. Internment for the paper models we make for each client. Their humanity, their lives, their experiences, their reasons for being. All boiled down into a few sheets of paper by people that have spent less than a day with them. And yet, here we are, little gods deciding the fate of the many. No thought for why they do these things. No concern for their motivations. No attempt to make a difference in their lives. Just ticking boxes. Where is the justice in that? I mutter to no one in particular. This empty room I have sat in every day for the past 10 months seems particularly cold this morning. Nowhere can I hear the sounds of children's excitement. There is no welcoming meal for newcomers, no hand-baked Viennese whirls. There is no hope. Piles of manila folders taunt me. Cases, lives I must complete by tonight. As tomorrow, I need to focus on Joseph and his induction. But these past few days, focus has been a rare commodity. My mind swamped with confused thoughts. How can someone be so caring as to spend his money looking after lost children? And then so intense in the bedroom. Is there a side to him that I'm just not seeing? I have the distinct impression that I really don't know Dominic Delure at all. After I take another sip of the lukewarm coffee that had threatened mental stimulation just an hour ago, I open the first case file. 60 minutes into my day, and my focus is anywhere but on work. My mind buzzing with questions. Focus, Ms. Hightower. I giggle quietly as I hear Dominic's commanding words in my head. My God, I need to be working, concentrating, doing what I'm paid to do. But damn if the muscles in my belly aren't clenching. My nipples are aching, and everything between my thighs vibrating. Shit! How the hell does this man do that? How can I get his voice out of my head? And why does he make me giggle? I don't think we've even ever smiled together. Yet something about him is very disarming. Opening the cold manila file, its weight seems to echo on the desk, matched by the explosion further down the corridor. The prosecutor's office had its fair share of arguments, but this is something quite different. I instantly recognise one of the voices to be Bob's. His hoarse voice from years of cigarette smoking is unmistakable. God, I thought he was too old to argue. But apparently not. Not normally being the nosy sort. Somehow, on this occasion, I can't resist the urge to open my office door and leave it ajar. A second voice explodes. A voice that sounds all too familiar. James Halland.
That man? You gave him to that freak? Fucking hell, Bob. What were you thinking? This will not end well. Not for anyone. I promise you that. Calm down, James. We only did what was best for the state and for justice. Diane Hightower has my full support on this one. She's monitoring the boy very closely.
Obviously, this discussion is about Joseph Shoresh. But why the hell am I being dragged into it? When I'm not even involved.
District Judge Halland! From now on to you,
James shrieks, with more passion than I have heard him muster before.
Time this department learned a little respect for some proper authority.
The panelling in my office literally shakes as a door slams up the corridor. The thunder of footsteps echo down the passageway as Judge Halland storms into my office. Shit, I was hoping he would just leave.
You're new here,
he announces, his tone low, hard and angry.
And I will forgive some of the over-enthusiasm. But my son is not even cold in the ground yet.
Though his murderer is seemingly enjoying a life of luxury at
that abomination of a place. I trusted you. You were meant to break ties with that evil man.
And yet here you are setting up camp with him. He stares at me with hard eyes. That sends a chill up my spine.
Be aware, Prosecutor Hightower.
Very aware. From here on out, I will be taking a very keen interest on all your cases. And as to us, there is no us. I inhale a long, deep breath. With the bitterness in his words and the threatening look in his eyes turning my blood to ice.
District Judge Halland, you are well aware of my covenant with the state.
I am here to see that justice is done for all the individuals concerned. Joseph is only there under license, and I will monitor him closely. Should he falter just an inch, he will be in prison before his next heartbeat. I agree that our relationship needs to come to an end in the interest of the children. I draw in a deep breath. The torrent of burning anger in the judge's eyes destroying any sense in the man and cutting through me like a hot, slick steel. It's rigid, ice-cold, hard. And I can honestly say that I have never seen one man so angry, so enraged in all my life.
Every case, Miss Hightower. Every case. Remember that.
His fist lands on my desk. His diamond-encrusted sovereign ring denting the surface. Then with a turn, he storms out of my office, slamming the door as he leaves. I take another shaky breath. My nerves frayed to the very quick as I head toward Bob's office, realizing that it's time to face the aftermath of what just happened. Bob stares at me, his eyes flashing with warmth and sincerity.
Diane, I'm sorry you had to hear that. James Halland is taking this all rather too personally.
He will calm down. I smile weakly, trying to lighten the atmosphere a little. Bob, I think we will get complaints from the next state over that little show. He smiles back even weaker. under the circumstances, I think it's best you pass your caseload back. I'll share it around. You can focus completely on Joseph Shawish. We cannot have any mistakes with this one. I can handle my caseload and deal with Joseph, Bob. I press. Bob's jaw sets hard. I think until we prove we were right about Joseph, you might find your cases difficult in court. It's for the best. Just until this is blown over, go home and make sure everything is watertight with that lad. Keep me informed daily. I want you camped out at C&E. The tone in his voice has that all too familiar ring that there is no longer a discussion to be had. So I return to my office to empty my drawers of any personal effects, with the gut-wrenching feeling that this is the last time I will see this soulless office. Now, I hope you enjoyed that little chapter. Obviously another chapter next week. Now on Monday's show, well, we need to see what's happening with Tess and her gardener. She was left so frustrated last week. So we'll have to see if she gets satisfaction finally. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.